Now we have another origin story for a product. It's called Unfrosted, the Pop-Tart Story. An origin story movie about Pop-Tarts, starring Jerry Seinfeld. What's the deal with Pop-Tarts? The year is 2024, and there are lots of new movies coming out this year that we are excited about. Let's talk about the most anticipated films of this new year. We have tons of legacy sequels, new franchise sequels, as well as some original horror movies and remakes from movies from 100 years ago. This is going to be an awesome year.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Raiders of the Lost Podcast. We're going to go through the most anticipated films of 2024, as well as a handful of our least anticipated. So stay tuned for that. It's pretty funny, some of these. We're also getting a new Bong Joon-ho film this upcoming year. So lots of cool stuff. Let's get into the list. So first of all, thank you for putting together an amazing list.
Hey, man, that's what I do, you know. And, you know, 2023 was an incredible year.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, since post-COVID, since 2021, 2022, we've had a lot of awesome movies at the box office and theaters and original stories, and I'm very excited for 2024 because this is a year that's going to be overcrowded with great movies because so many movies from 2023, because of the strikes with WGA and SAG, got pushed to this year, 2024. So there's going to be quite a bit of movie going. I recommend getting on a Stubbs list for AMC or some movie theater group. Or list that you can be on, yeah. A membership, just
Regal Cinema's membership.
We're going to be going to the movies a lot this year.
And a lot of these movies have released trailers that we've been seeing for the last couple of months, but there's, I'd say, about half of them we haven't seen anything for. So there's still a lot of, well, actually, we've seen most of these trailers.
And I mean, well, not some of these, we don't know, maybe they'll get pushed to 2025. And also, there could be movies that are going to be right now scheduled for 2025 that are coming out in 2024 or can get a change date to this year. So this is right now confirmed movies coming out 2024. Not every movie, but pretty much everything worth talking about.
I'm not sure that Beyond the Spider-Verse will make its date.
We'll see. There's we'll supposedly see. May. We'll see.
We'll find out. Now, let's get into the list, starting with a trailer that we've seen many times for the last several months in a film that was supposed to come out in 2023.
On November 3rd.
Dune Part 2.
Let's go. The number one most anticipated movie on our list. We cannot wait to see the second film in Denis Villeneuve's epic sci-fi franchise based off the book Dune, starring Timothée Chalamet. We got a bunch of familiar faces from Part 1 obviously coming back. Zendaya is going to have a huge role in this. We are ecstatic to go back to Arrakis to see the Atreides face off against the Harkonnens, and I can't wait to see how they visualize what's going to happen in the book that I'm just fucking so excited about. I can't fucking wait.
It's gonna be crazy.
Can't wait.
It's gonna be balls to the wall. It's
supposed to come out November 3rd. We had to wait an extra 5 months.
It would be on Max right now.
I don't know.
It would have been on
Max. Dude, no. It'd be killing it in theaters.
No, if it came out in September?
No, it was gonna come out November 3rd.
Oh, November. Okay, it'd still be in theaters, yeah. Man.
Damn. That's too bad.
God damn it.
It would have been in IMAX for 6 weeks by itself.
Wow.
It would have had a huge stretch.
It does have most of March pretty much to itself.
Yeah.
It's like
it was supposed to be March 14th, and they bumped up to March 1st. We'll be in Scotland, so we'll be going to an IMAX in Scotland.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Or maybe we'll get an early invite. We'll see.
It'll have to be a very early invite because we leave the 26th of April.
Now,
I'm very excited.
The second film on our list is...
It's my turn.
You know what? Go ahead, man. I'm sorry I took your turn. I just love taking things from you.
Gladiator 2.
Oh, yeah.
I can't wait. Obviously, you all know how much we love Gladiator from 2000, Maximus Decimus Meridius, Russell Crowe, Ridley Scott, one of the most amazing movies made this century in general ever.
Oh, yeah.
Big and time. We're getting, finally, a legacy sequel that we weren't super excited about at first when it started getting developed, but now we're like, let's go. We love the world that they built with Gladiator. Paul Mescal will be the lead character in this film. He'll be playing Lucius, who is the young boy, the daughter of Commodus's sister in the first film. Obviously,
he's the son of Commodus's sister.
Huh?
You said daughter.
Oh, the son of Commodus's sister. And obviously, we know Maximus Decimus Meridius passed away at the end of the first film, so he should not be in this movie. Neither should Commodus. But Lucius will be the lead, played by Paul Mescal. He'll be joined by Denzel Washington, Pedro Pascal, as well as Joseph Quinn is in this movie as well.
I actually saw a Ridley Scott interview, and he divulged some information. If you'd like to hear it, I don't know if you want to get spoiled.
Tell me everything you know.
Now, he says that Lucius's story starts with him kind of living on his own in the wilderness in a way. and he's escaped his previous life already, and that's like his starting point in the story.
Interesting.
And he's
going to get picked up and become a slave.
He's been avoiding his former life, mm-hmm. and he traveled far away to just live separate from there.
I wonder what caused him to do that. I'm curious.
We'll find out.
We'll find out eventually.
So that's the backstory that Ridley Scott teased in an interview last month for Lucius.
Heck yeah.
Now, let's move on to our third most anticipated film of 2024. It is Bong Joon-ho's follow-up to Parasite, Mickey 17, which is a sci-fi space film starring the one and only I'm Vengeance.
Robert Pattinson.
You read this book.
Yeah.
How's the book?
Book is excellent. I can't recommend it enough. It's called Mickey 7.
Oh, sorry, Mickey 7.
No. The book's called Mickey 7.
Oh.
Movie's called Mickey 17. Book is called Mickey 7.
Okay.
I think if you've read the book, you'll understand why Bong Joon-ho maybe changed the number to something higher. It actually makes a lot of sense cinematically. I would probably do something similar. But I can't wait. Robert Pattinson's going to be playing a disposable, which is a character in this futuristic sci-fi world where this colony is colonizing a different planet mm-hmm. in a different galaxy, and he plays a disposable, basically someone who gets put inside. If he dies, he gets cloned uh-huh. again, and obviously the number refers to the iteration of the character.
Gotcha.
However, something goes wrong. None of that's spoilers. That's all plot synopsis that you can find publicly, and I'm sure the trailer, once we get it, will say all that.
The cast is amazing. We got Mark Ruffalo, Steven Yeun, Toni Collette, as well as Naomi Ackie, and a ensemble of other supporting actors, but that's a great core lead cast.
This is the only book I've read for movies coming out this year, but I'm curious about some other ones that I might get. But I'm ecstatic about Mickey 17. It's going to be sick.
Didn't know you could read.
I read real well, man.
I read real good.
Number four on our most anticipated films of 2024 is Robert Eggers' next film, Nosferatu, which is getting teased out to us really slowly, but really well right now. We've gotten some posters,
some images. Some foreplay.
It's going to star Willem Dafoe, Lily Rose Depp, Nicholas Hoult, as well in the title character role, we have Bill Skarsgård.
What a cast.
I know.
And you're missing someone. Aaron Taylor Johnson,
that's right.
They haven't shown an image of him yet.
That's amazing. I forgot about that. I cannot wait. Obviously, it's going to be a remake, a reinterpretation of the original Nosferatu from 1927, something like that, 25, I think. I'm very excited about this. Cannot wait. Obviously, you know, we're huge Eggers fans, and he's one of the most exciting directors in horror right now and just in general. We love his movies. This is going to be epic.
Oh, yeah.
Cannot wait.
It's going to be awesome. And then we have our first comic book adaptation with Joker, Folie à Deux, from writer and director Todd Phillips. Starring Joaquin Phoenix, joined by Lady Gaga, obviously. They actually just released a new image, which looks really interesting.
Saw that.
It looks like they could be in maybe a courtroom. I couldn't tell from the background, but it looks
Are you talking about the Arkham one?
No, there's another one with
Lady
Gaga in it.
Oh, okay. I saw the Arkham one.
So there's an Arkham, the door, and there's a small square window, and you can see Joaquin's face in it. So they actually released another one, too, with the two of them.
Oh,
and it looks like it could be a courtroom.
Interesting.
Now, what's interesting as well is Zazie Beetz is returning.
Okay.
She was in the first film.
Whoa.
And we're getting joined by new cast members, Brendan Gleeson.
No way!
And Catherine Keener.
Holy crap!
What a great cast. I didn't know that until just now.
Gleeson's coming into Joker? Yeah. What?
Sounds. Sign me up.
That's epic.
And again, this is going to be a musical, so I'm really looking forward to it. It looks, it's good. I think, man, and Todd Phillips we trust. And the thing is, there's a reason why there's been a downward trend in audiences, number of people going to comic book movies lately. It's just because
downward trend is an understatement.
There hasn't been anything new. And
copy-paste everything, basically.
I remember when it was first announced that Joker 2 would be a musical, the internet, for the most part, was like, what the fuck? But for me, I'm like, try something else. You gotta do something new to get people excited and to keep me excited in the genre. And I'd rather them try something that's never been done before than just do what everybody would expect them to do.
I'm down. So, day one, once I heard the news, I was like, that sounds cool. Let's go.
Yeah, absolutely. So I can't wait for this film.
Next up, we have, after, what's it been, 9 years? Furiosa, a Mad Max
8 years,
saga.
Yeah.
2015.
Oh, 9 years, yeah.
I was correct.
Sorry.
I'm going to beat you up. Just kidding.
That wasn't very threatening.
Yeah, it wasn't threatening at
You're
all.
You're like Paul Dano in There Will Be Blood.
Get out of here, get out of here. It's gonna hurt my throat. Furiosa, a Mad Max saga. We got a great trailer for this film a couple of weeks ago. Cannot wait. Anya Taylor-Joy will be starring as Furiosa in this prequel from Mad Max Fury Road. Also starring Chris Hemsworth in what looks to be his best performance in his entire career. Cannot wait to see George Miller.
George Miller guy.
Like when I say Miller Light or Miller High Life, the Boston comes out big time. Apparently when I say George Miller too as well. George Miller directing this one. He's had this in development for quite a while now. Mm-hmm. Obviously they finished production last year, but now it's coming out finally. The trailer slapped. It looks exciting, looks awesome, and everyone's excited because people adore Mad Max Fury Road. I see that consistently on best movies of the century lists. It's always on there somewhere.
I put it in my top 10.
Yeah, it's in a lot of people's top 10, top 25 of the century, and I would probably put it up there as well. In terms of action movies, it's up there with Mission Impossible Fallout for the century for me as well. But man, I can't wait. This is something I'm really excited about when it comes to a franchise because it wasn't a quick sequel. It took a long time to develop and get it going, and I really respect that. And of course, we're just inundated with franchises and sequels, but I think George Miller, he knows what he's doing, and especially taking this much time and care to make the sequel to Fury Road, I'm very excited.
Comes out May 24th.
That's pretty soon.
I also forgot to mention Joker 2 comes out on October 4th.
Oh, we might as well do the dates for the other.
Yeah, I forgot to mention
the dates. So when's Gladiator 2?
I'll look up
Gladiator 2
date. 17, and you look that up.
Gladiator 2 release date. Let's get everyone, because we want to keep you all informed. Yeah. Release date for Gladiator 2 is going to be November 22nd.
Mickey 17 is March 29th.
And then Nosferatu, I believe. Is that going to be a fall release? Let's see.
I think it's summer.
Nosferatu release date is going to be December 25th, Christmas Day.
Oh, wow.
We've got to wait a while for this one. Oh, man, that's a bummer.
So, next up, there's a movie I'm very much looking forward to. It's Richard Linklater's next film, which he wrote with Glenn Powell, who stars in the lead role, called Hitman, about a professor moonlighting as a hitman of sorts for his city police department, which descends into dangerous, dubious territory when he finds himself attracted to a woman who enlists his services. So he's pretending to be a hitman for a story.
And I believe this got purchased for $30 million.
It was a record sale, something like that.
For Netflix, right?
I believe it's Netflix.
I think, yeah,
don't
Netflix purchased this movie for $30 million.
I believe, it played at a big festival and it won the audience award.
Yeah, it won a big award.
And people are saying it's one of Linklater's best films. Like, people have seen it. Early reactions, it's all like 10 out of 10. One of the best things he's ever done in his career. Comes out May 2nd. I can't wait for this. They filmed it in New Orleans.
May's going to be a stacked month this year, man.
Big time.
May's going to be a banger month. All right, let's move on to Alien Romulus, the unconnected alien film in terms of Alien and Aliens. We don't really know too much about the timeline where it takes place, and it barely has any information besides the title. It's very much plot kept under wraps. Fede Alvarez is directing and writing this film. He obviously did Don't Breathe. Terrific writer director.
And Evil Dead.
Evil Dead.
Yes.
The remake. The remake, yes. 2016 remake, right? That one.
It's like 2013, yeah.
Yeah, that one. The really good remake. And obviously we love the Alien franchise and the original Alien and Aliens, Ridley Scott, James Cameron. And even though this is a franchise that was milked immensely in the 2000s, and then they milked the fuck out of it. Alien vs. Predator.
I have nipples, Greg. Can you milk me?
There's still some juice in there. And I think people are still excited about the world here. And Alien, the video game Alien, what was it called? Alien Isolation is supposed to be incredible. But then I like Prometheus. I like Alien Covenant.
I love Alien Covenant.
So there's been quite a few films from the franchise, but of all the ones that they have in development, this is the one I'm most excited about. Great. I'm not super excited about the TV show. I want to wait to see something, but I trust Fede Alvarez to give us something really great and really says it's awesome, so I'm excited about this one.
Great cast as well. So this stars Kaylee Spaney, who just played Priscilla in Priscilla.
Oh, that's right.
And then Isabella Merced, who played Dora, as well as a bunch of other movies lately.
She's having a huge... She's going to have a huge 2024.
Yeah, she's Hawk Girl.
Because she's in Madam Web as well.
Yes.
And she'll be Hawk Girl and Supergirl.
In
Isabella Merced is going to pop.
It was announced that this film will take place between Alien and Aliens by Kaylee Spaney.
But also, there's like no connection.
Yeah, but it's going to be in that timeline somewhere.
And it comes out, it's a summer movie. It's going to be August 16th for a release for Alien Romulus.
Sign me up.
Pretty exciting. The next two movies, we have no titles or anything.
No titles or release dates. Jordan Peele's upcoming untitled film was actually just pushed back 5 months. So we're going to have to wait a little bit longer to see that film.
December, I believe.
It was supposed to come out in the summer, and they push it back to the winter.
So untitled Jordan Peele movie.
Yeah.
He's just so great that we're putting him, obviously, really high on our list.
Yeah, whatever he makes, it's going to be on our
top of our
list.
We're going to be day one, of course, seeing
Let me see if I can find an actual...
And then we have an untitled Formula One racing movie that Joseph Kosinski is directing, starring Brad Pitt. They were filming this at a huge race right before the first strike with SAG started in 2023. So they had to shut down production, but they managed to get a bunch of great footage there at an actual racing event.
They actually got in a little trouble for filming some stuff during the first week of the strikes. Then they stopped.
So, but I'm very excited about this. Obviously, this will be Joseph Kosinski's second film since Top Gun Maverick, because he made that movie that starred
Spiderhead
that was a Netflix release that not many people really enjoyed. I have not seen it, but I love Joseph Kosinski and I love Brad Pitt and I love racing movies. So let's go. Formula One, Brad Pitt, sign me up.
And there is no release date yet, unfortunately. We don't know. So we'll see. They're in production, heavily in production right now, back up to speed. So we'll see. I can't wait for that, honestly. And next up, we have Deadpool 3, one of the most anticipated comic book films of 2024, from writer-director Sean Levy, who previously worked with Hugh Jackman on the robot boxing movie, Real Steel.
Real Steel. And he's also been doing Stranger Things.
Yes, and he also did The Adam Project. So he's worked with both Hugh and Reynolds in the last several years.
Oh, that's right. He did Adam's project.
So I think Ryan Reynolds had a good time with him, so then he asked him to come on to this project.
Pretty fun movie. I don't know if you've ever seen it.
I have not, but I remember you said it was pretty good.
It's good.
Yeah, it's got like Paul Rudd in it too. And
in Adam Project? No.
Who plays his dad? Ruffalo.
Yes.
It's Ruffalo, yeah.
Yes.
Now, Deadpool 3.
I'm Ron Burgundy.
Is in the prime slot of July 26th, 2024.
Woo!
And they're in production right now. No, they just wrapped recently, if I remember reading. This is going to star so far, obviously, Ryan Reynolds, Hugh Jackman, Jennifer Garner as Electra was announced as well. So I'm looking forward to that. And Morena Baccarin, who plays Wade Wilson's wife, Vanessa, will be reprising her role.
I think that there's just going to be an insane amount of comic heroes in this movie.
Yeah.
Insane amount of stars who've been superheroes in the past. I think it's just going to make fun of metaverses so much and multiverses so much. So I think it's just going to be like 100 actors as superheroes in this movie. It's going to be absurd, my guess. And how about we...
And Predator's in it as well.
Yeah, yeah. Let's move into our least anticipated for fun.
Yes, please.
So number one least anticipated movie... is going to be a Netflix heist movie called Lift, starring Kevin Hart. And it honestly looks like the worst heist movie I've ever seen in my life.
It's a terrible trailer.
It's a bad trailer. It's just, what is this? It looks like network TV, except just only hot people as thieves. And I don't know, man. They got a lot of money to spend, clearly. It's just going to be a secondary
screen
movie.
It's a heist on a plane.
Yeah, but even the trailer in general is just pretty bad.
Yeah, it was just, man, the trailer.
No one looks like a thief in this movie. No one. Not a single person in this movie looks like a thief.
I was like, and also, I mean, I love Kevin Hart, but I just can't believe him as the leader of a heist team.
Yeah.
I just can't.
Especially when the team looks like, everyone looks like a model for like Abercrombie and Fitch.
Yeah, it does look like an Abercrombie and Fitch ad.
Or H&M.
Yeah.
They all look like they model for H&M. It just doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, I thought the trailer was like, oh my God, it's terrible.
Weak sauce.
Another really bad trailer was Madam Web, which comes out on, 1 second.
Yeah, I don't even know. Oh, when
I can't
comes
find
out.
It. I can't find it. Okay, got it. February 14th, where movies go to die. I mean, it's a good release date. This film stars Sydney Sweeney, Isabella Merced again, Dakota Johnson, Emma Roberts, Adam Scott, and Zozai Mamet, David Mamet's daughter, who's from Girls. Now, this trailer just looked like more of the same, as well as the CGI just looked pretty questionable. The action was very, like, disappointing, and it wasn't what I was expecting from, like, my little bit of research on Madam Web, and it was just... I don't know. I'm just not feeling this movie trailer whatsoever.
It doesn't feel well made at all. That's the thing.
I'm not a fan of the tone of it at all. Sony's crushing it animated, but with live action, I don't know, man.
Me neither, but maybe the most anticipated movie, more than Lift, actually. So I know y'all are as sick of the origin stories of random products like we are. Every year, we've been getting a crazy amount of origin stories
ever
of
since
the Beanie
Network.
Babies, of Blackberries, of whatever. Even if I hear Blackberry is a good movie. But
I heard
still,
Beanie Baby was horrible.
It looks like, I think that was the worst trailer I've ever seen
I
in my
heard
life.
It was like the worst movie of the year. I didn't see it, but from a couple of people I know saw it. They were like, it's absolute garbage.
All I had to see was what to do was watch the trailer. Now, we have another origin story for a product coming out in 2024. This is the only one we know of right now. It's called Unfrosted, the Pop-Tart Story, an origin story movie about Pop-Tarts, starring Jerry Seinfeld. What's the deal with Pop-Tarts?
He's directing it, James.
He's directing it?
He's going to be a supporting role, I think. He's starring in it. Okay, Hugh Grant, Melissa McCarthy. Okay, yeah, you're right. He's on the cast list.
Yeah, Anthony. Why don't you believe me that Jerry Seinfeld's starring in the movie?
It's got a good cast. Then James Marsden, Christian Slater, Max Greenfield from New Girl, Schmidt, Amy Schumer, Jimmy Gaffigan, Jack McBrayer, Bobby Moynihan. It's got a crazy cast of comedians.
Jerry Seinfeld, man.
Yeah, everybody wants to work with him, obviously. And so the synopsis for Unfrosted, the Pop-Tart story, is Michigan, 1963. Business rivals Kellogg's and Post compete to create a cake that could change breakfast forever. I wonder who wins. I'm not sure where this will be released or how.
I think it's Apple.
I think it's a streaming. Yeah. It's actually a small budget of $14 million. Damn. Well, so, no release date yet.
Certainly going to be a movie.
I'm sure it's in production.
What should be like movie of the year?
Is this Jerry Seinfeld's directorial debut?
I believe it is.
I don't think
outside of TV.
I don't think he's directed a film before.
Me neither.
Not that I. I got his IMDb up right now. I like having the laptop here for something like this.
There you go, man.
So he's just directed TV.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, just TV.
We'll see. I'm a fan of Pop-Tarts, but a movie about the origin of Pop-Tarts, we'll see.
He directed a few Colin Quinn specials.
That's interesting.
Yeah, he's the only comedian he's directed specials for. He must love him.
Must be friends. He's a pretty funny
guy. I mean, to
get
Jerry Seinfeld to work that hard, he's got to be motivated.
Well, Colin Quinn, he's like one of those classic comedians.
He's an old
80s, 90s guys, man.
Yeah.
They're legends.
He was great on Weekend Update.
Yeah.
He was doing it solo for a while, Weekend Update.
Yeah, not a lot of people could have done pulled it off. Norm MacDonald was great at solo Weekend Update as well.
All right, next up.
My turn.
Go ahead and take it away.
Take
it away.
I got the release date pulled up. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming out on May 24th, 2024. This is going to be a basically new origin story for a new trilogy post War of the Planet of the Apes. This will be set
before
the original. So
it's a big timeline.
It's post new trilogy, but pre original franchise.
Exactly. That's it. You're on the money.
It's a sandwich. It's in the middle of there. It's about 300 years post Caesar's death at the end of War for the Planet of the Apes. And it follows a new line of apes, and the trailer looks pretty awesome. And
it slaps.
CGI is excellent as we expected and anticipated.
Being directed by Wes Ball, who did the Maze Runner trilogy.
So, a very capable franchise director because those were successful movies and really well received. I'm pretty excited about this movie, man. I love the Apes trilogy, the new one. The last two movies were freaking incredible. Matt Reeves did something really special with those. And now to, you know, pass off the reins to another director to see what they can do. And I like setting it very far removed from Caesar. The synopsis says it follows an ape who doesn't know who Caesar is. However, I interpret that as maybe he discovers who Caesar is through maybe some sort of mythology or stories or some religion or something with the apes.
Yes, it says it takes place 300 years after the events of Caesar's death. And so my guess is that the community glorified him for probably decades. And then maybe villainous people came in power.
Koba's son,
yeah. And then they probably rewrote history. And he'll probably discover the history of where their tribe comes from.
That'd be interesting, like some 1984 stuff.
That's what it sounds like.
Government,
yeah.
Global government.
Yeah, rewriting history, tearing down statues, and just changing the origins of their people. So it sounds like that could be a trajectory of the story. But we'll see.
Very cool.
Looking forward to it. Also, Wes Ball just got hired for Zelda. So he's on fire right now. On fire.
And so I bet you the people who hired him.
This must be good because the producers of films get early cuts of movies. I'm sure the Nintendo people saw this and were like, yeah, this guy knows what he's doing. Plus, he proved himself with the Maze Runner.
Yeah.
From what I've heard, the Maze Runner trilogy is well-loved by the fans.
I've seen the first two. They're really good. Nice. And this is another May movie. Again, May is stacked, everybody. Damn. You get your membership for the theater for May, for sure.
Damn. All right, next up, we got the reuniting of two icons of film, Brad Pitt and George Clooney.
Let's go.
Are starring in Wolfs, which comes out in 2024, from writer-director John Watts, co-starring Amy Ryan, the wonderful, great...
Oh, Amy Ryan?
Yeah.
Amazing.
And his story follows two lone wolf fixers who are assigned to the same job. So it sounds like a fun comedy.
Actually, it's going to be an action movie because it's going to be released in IMAX.
Oh, wonderful. This film comes out on September 20th, so mark your calendars. It'll be Apple TV as well once it hits streaming.
Pretty cool.
It's an Apple production.
Sign me up. I love those two guys. And I bet you it's just like a little tease for Ocean's 14.
I hope so.
Just kind of get the juices flowing and get these two guys back together on screen before they get a budget for that.
I really hope so.
I hope so too, man. Next up, another highly anticipated project. This time, an animated film. The first one on our list is going to be The Lord of the Rings, The War of the Rohirrim. Now, this is going to come out on December 13, 2024. It's an animated fantasy film directed by Kenji Kimiyana. And the script is by Phoebe Gittins and Artie Papagiorgio.
Papagiorgio, really?
Now, I don't know much about the story of the War of the Rohirrim, but I believe it follows characters that we obviously know of. I'm not sure. I believe it's obviously before the time of the original trilogy. But is it Minas Tirith? Is around there too. I think that's where one of the battles takes place. Or is it the big battle of Helm's Deep?
It is. Explores and expands the untold story behind the fortress of Helm's Deep, delving into the life and blood-soaked times of one of Middle-earth's most legendary figures, the mighty king of Rohan, Helm Hammerhand.
Cool.
Great
okay,
name.
Okay, so like the founder of Helm's Deep.
He founded Helm's Deep.
Or made it. He created it. I'm excited about this. I have, although I'm... I feel like it's something that could be done poorly if, I don't know, like that's the thing.
I think there's a lot of potential here.
It's Warner Brothers, so I have high expectations, and I think they'll pull it off.
The director of Ghost in the Shell series, so he's legit.
And, you know, obviously you all know our thoughts about Rings of Power and how we don't really enjoy that program on...
The program television 70?
It was a joke.
Using the TV guide?
Yeah. But, you know, I have...
I think it's going to be great.
A lot of faith in Warner Brothers and their TV shows and movies. So
Warner Brothers has been doing very well.
I'm pretty excited about it, to be honest. And I love Lord of the Rings. And if they can give us something that really makes us feel like the original trilogy, man, I will fucking give them a kiss on the face metaphorically. Like, I will kiss Warner Brothers on the lips.
You can kiss Warner Brothers on the face?
Right on the lips.
I'm sure they can't wait for that, man.
They should.
Did you guys hear that? James is going to kiss us on the face.
They should get excited. Oh, we better do another cut. Let's run through the
Now, for the cast, Miranda Otto, who played Eowyn, will be returning and reprising the role.
She's narrating.
Yes.
Yeah.
Helm Hammerhand will be played by Brian Cox.
Ooh.
And then, I don't know any other cast at all. A bunch of newbies. Noobs.
Hopefully they pull it off.
Yeah, we'll see. I think it can be very, very cool. All right, moving on to a very anticipated film from us. Jeff Nichols is coming out with The Bike Riders. This film stars Tom Hardy, Austin Butler, Jodie Comer, who just won a Tony Award recently for her first ever on stage performance.
Wow.
Her first ever
play?
Ever play. She won a Tony Award.
That's incredible.
Michael Shannon, Boyd Holbrook, and Emery Cohen plays the Beyond the Pines. He plays Bradley Cooper's son. Norman Reedus. Man, just absolute stat cast. And then there's another great actor, blah, 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 blah.
Michael Shannon's in this, right?
Yeah, I said Michael Shannon. There's someone. Oh, Paul Sparks, who was in House of Cards. He played the writer who was writing the biography.
Okay.
And then ended up hooking up with...
Nice.
the president.
First lady.
Yeah, the first lady.
Nice.
Nice. Now, this film, inspired by a photo series book of actual bike riders across the Midwest, follows the rise of a Midwestern motorcycle club as it evolves over the course of a decade from a gathering place for local outsiders into a more sinister gang threatening the original group's way of life.
If he's gonna, if he wants to ride, he's gonna ride.
And I love the accents. Yeah, he wants to ride, he's gonna ride.
He's gonna ride the bike. If he wants to ride his bike,
guys, it's 1965 in the Midwest. People talked funny. They still talk funny there.
This was supposed to come out in December, on December 1st in 2023, but it got pushed all the way back because of the strikes going on. So we'll be seeing it. What was the date?
It is coming out on June 21st.
Woo!
That's a hell of a good release date.
That means it's good.
And this is from 20th Century and New Regency.
Disney making a bike rider movies. Moving on to Guy Ritchie's next film. I am ecstatic. I love Guy Ritchie. It's called The Ministry of Ungentlemanly Warfare, and it stars our man, Henry Cavill. Also, Henry Golding, who is in the Gentleman.
And Snake Eyes.
And Snake Eyes. Isaac Gonzalez. So, very excited about this. It's a very hot cast.
It's a very attractive cast.
This is going to be coming out on, what's the release date? Is there a release date? It's got to be somewhere around here. Give me 1 second, everybody.
Are you on IMDb?
I'm not on IMDb. I'm on this. But here's the plot. Billed is a true story about a secret British World War II organization, the Special Operations Executive, founded by Winston Churchill. Their irregular warfare against the Nazis helped to change the course of the war and gave birth to modern black operations. I wonder who played Winston Churchill if he's in the film.
No release date yet, just 2024. And now we also have Cary Elwes, who's having a big last 5 years. Till Schweiger, who played the German guy in Inglourious Bastards.
Which German guy?
The funny guy. The killer that they recruit in the jail cell.
Oh, Hugo Stiglitz?
Hugo Stiglitz.
Every German knows the name of Hugo Stiglitz.
Hero finds Tiffin, who played Tom Riddle in his mid-teens.
Whoa, has he ever been in a movie since then?
Yeah, he's huge.
I was thinking about the other Riddle.
No, yeah, Hero finds Tiffin is massive with the kids.
He's
in a big show.
But he's Ralph Fiennes' nephew, right?
Correctamundo.
Yeah.
And then Alex Pettifer, who had a huge meteoric rise in his first few years in Hollywood, but has kind of dwindled out, but maybe this is a comeback for him. So, very good cast.
Excited.
Oh, Alan Richardson, who plays Lee Child's Jack Reacher.
Oh, cool.
Is also on the cast. It's a bunch of huge dudes.
Bunch of huge Jack guys, just now, like every Guy Ritchie movie.
What you guys didn't know about the year 2024 is that it's the year of Ty West. And he's coming out with Maxine.
Let's go.
Starring, obviously, the great on fire Mia Goth, as well as Michelle Monaghan, Elizabeth Debicki, Kevin Bacon, Giancarlo Esposito, Lily Collins, Bobby Cannavale, and Halsey. Just a huge cast of people. It's amazing. So this movie will pick up after the events of X. It has no release date yet, but it is coming out in 2024. And so follows Maxine, who is the only survivor of the bloody incidents of X, as she continues her journey towards fame to be an actress in 1980s Los Angeles.
I'm a star!
And have you seen images of her? She's got bleached out hair and eyebrows. Looks great.
I can't wait. I love those movies. Pearl is phenomenal as well. So this is really exciting stuff. The year of Ty West continues into 2024.
It's another, the other year
the
of Ty West.
The next year of Ty West. Next up, we have a movie that there is no confirmed release date because it got delayed and pushed back. And it's kind of up in the air right now. Spider-Man Beyond the Spider-Verse, the final film of the trilogy. Not sure if it'll come out in 2024. Rumors are saying that it could come out in 2025. We'll see, because obviously they said they were changing things up, and we actually, when we saw Across the Spider-Verse,
yes,
the director, one of the directors was there, because there were three, and it was a really cool Q&A, but he was talking about how they were immediately in production of the third film while they were making it. So I wouldn't be surprised if this gets pushed to 2025, especially because 2024 is so crowded in the summer. For movie releases, obviously. May and June are already stacked, and July will be too. Now, if it comes out in 2024, that'd be awesome. Obviously very excited about this film and seeing the trilogy and wrapping up the great cliffhanger at the end of Across the Spider-Verse to continue Miles Morales' story. But again, I don't know if it'll come out this year in 2024.
We'll see. But we do know that everybody is returning, pretty much, that was in the previous films. And I just found out Pravatir Prabhakar that Spider-Man, the voice is he's voiced by Karen Sony, who is Dopinder in the Deadpool movies, the cab driver.
Oh, no way. I thought he sounded familiar.
I always thought he sounded familiar.
That's
funny.
He'll probably be in Deadpool 3 then.
Oh, yeah. He's got to be. He's in the other two. He's got to be in it. So we'll see if they can hit their release date, but we'll find out. Time will tell. Now, moving on to, speaking of Spider-Man, Spider-Man's beau, Zendaya has a new film coming out.
This was also supposed to come out in
Supposed to come out this year.
Last year.
And it was pushed back.
It's 2024
now,
I think.
Yes, we're currently recording in 2023.
I don't know what you're talking about.
We're traveling through time. Luca Guadagnino's next film is Challengers, starring Zendaya, Josh O'Connor, and Mike Faist. It is about three tennis players who knew each other when they were teenagers as they compete in a tennis tournament to be the world-famous Grand Slam winner and reignite old rivalries on and off the court. This looks really cool.
Looks hot.
I'm loving Luca's take on a sports film, as well as being very sensual thriller of like a love triangle. Plus, Luca shoots on film. The aesthetic is just stunning. He's just got such a great eye, and I'm really looking forward to this film. I'm very curious about it.
Me too. We love Luca's movies, so sign us up for Challengers. Next up on our list, we have another spinoff, or the first film spinoff of the John Wick franchise, Ballerina, which is going to star Ana de Armas, directed by Len Wiseman. This is going to be from Lionsgate, obviously, because they're running that franchise, written by Shay Hatton. Now, this is going to come out in June 2024. And a quick premise, it takes place between John Wick 3 and John Wick 4.
The end.
Ballerina assassin Rooney hunts the murderers of her family. That's just her name, just Rooney. And she was portrayed by Unity Phalen in John Wick Chapter 3, so she's basically just been recast and given a movie.
Oh, so she has like a shot in the one of the in that
a small
movie.
Role, okay. Yeah, in John Wick 3
Parabellum. I'm not totally sold on Len Wiseman. He's got a lot of misses in his filmography.
I get that. I'm not completely sold in general, but the cast is solid. Angelica Houston is back as the director.
Oh, yeah, she's got to be. That's great.
Keanu Reeves is in the movie, so I'm sure it'll just be a small role. I feel like if Keanu's in it, it's just got to be for like a five-minute thing. That's it. It can't be his movie. If he's in it for too long, it's not Ballerina, you know?
It could be like Ana de Armas in No Time to Die kind of situation. That would be perfect.
Lance Reddick is back in this film, so this must have taken place before John Wick 4. Oh, yeah, like I said, it's between those two films, so he's back, the character. And unfortunately, he passed away like 5 or 6 months ago in real life. Mm-hmm. As well as Ian McShane's back.
Okay.
As Winston. And Norman Reedus is in the film. I'm sure he'll have a huge role.
We'll see.
But again, release date of June 7th, 2024. I feel like if this doesn't do well at the box office, they might have to give up on John Wick because...
On John Wick spinoffs.
Spinoffs.
If it doesn't do... I expect it to do well because people love Anna.
I think so too.
She's
and
awesome.
People love John Wick.
But if it doesn't, on the chance it doesn't do well, they might just go with John Wick then.
Yeah.
And do a new origin story. We'll see.
I hope it does well because
I think
like
it could do well. I'm just, again, Len Wiseman, he made Total Recall, bro.
Yeah.
My God. All right. Anyways, moving on to a sci-fi film starring Adam Sandler and Carey Mulligan called Spaceman. They've just released a teaser trailer of Sandman walking.
You always call him Sandman.
That's his name, bro. His name's Sandman.
His name's Adam.
No, his name's Sandman. Everybody calls him Sandman.
You're the only person who calls him Sandman.
Sandman's his real nickname.
I know.
Don't you know anything?
I know everything about him.
Man. I thought you had a movie podcast. Sandman, starring Sandman and Carey Mulligan. Sandman and Spaceman. The teaser is just him in a spacesuit walking through like a creek surrounded by trees.
Anthony thought it was an alien forest on a previous episode.
Could be.
It's Earth.
Now it's called...
I literally know where that creek is.
This is a net... Shut up! Can I talk? This is coming out on Netflix. No theatrical release that we know of yet, on March 1st, and is about Jacob Prochazka, who's orphaned as a boy and raised in the Czech countryside by his grandparents, overcomes his odds to become the country's first astronaut. That's all we got.
Good luck.
Paul Dano as well.
Good luck because, well, also there's a creature on his spaceship.
He played by Paul Dano,
that has existed since the beginning of time, and they're trying to figure some stuff out.
Co-starring Isabella Rossellini and Kunal Nayar.
Coming out the same day as Dune Part 2, so good luck on getting views, Netflix, because we'll be...
Oh, fuck, yeah, they're screwed.
Not watching, sorry. I'll watch it eventually, though.
Eventually. All right, what do we got next, Jim?
I think next we should go to our intermission.
Good idea.
Take a break, and then we'll come back, because we still got like 25 movies to talk about. But before we continue, the best way to support Raiders of the Lost Podcast, obviously you all know, is to become a patron. Why? You get awesome perks like bonus episodes every single week that only patrons have access to, and every single tier of patron has access to them. We have five different tiers, $2, $5, $10, $25, and $100. Every tier has different types of perks. They get better and better and better the further you go up the chain. The $5 tier gets you access to the ad-free experience of the show. You can listen to Raiders of the Lost Podcast without any commercial breaks or interruptions, and even link your Spotify account and listen there. As well as $10 gets you access to our Discord. It's an incredible private film community. It's not public. So in order to join, you have to be in the $10 tier on Patreon. Patreon's the only reason we can do this show full-time. Thank you so much for supporting us around the world. It's been a crazy 3.5 years. And also, we would not be here today without Patreon. So thank you. Thank you so much. There's a link in the description of this episode. It's clickable. Very easy to find. Or just type in patreon.com/Raiders of the Lost Podcast to join our Patreon today. You can also help the show by leaving those 5-star ratings and reviews on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. They help us get seen by new listeners every single day on those platforms. There are 700,000 movie podcasts hosted by two white guys, and we need to stand out, so please leave those reviews. It'd be very beneficial for us.
That's true.
And also, just share us with your family and friends. Word of mouth is the best way for a podcast to grow organically. We need your help, so share us with everybody you know.
Share the load. Now, like always, this episode is sponsored by our friends at movieposters.com, the number one place to get your posters online today. Be sure to use our promo code Raiders10 to get 10% off right now. Did I say that already?
I don't know. Just keep going, man.
I think so.
It's going great.
They have a huge selection of pretty much every movie and TV show imaginable in their massive poster library. High quality stuff, incredible prints, very affordable prices. They also have all sorts of sizes, framing. They even got backlighting for your poster needs. So if you want some backlights,
I want to get one of those. They're pretty fucking sick,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah, they're pretty badass. It's like a movie theater poster then. It's like legit.
That's exactly what it is.
Now, if you want to get some cool posters, of course the place to do that is our friends at movieposters.com with our promo code Raiders10. You know it. Get 10% off your order right now.
Let's get into our intermission, Tony.
Tony,
ready for the movie quote?
Oh, yeah.
We're on an express elevator to hell, going down.
I don't know. Say it again.
We're on an express elevator to hell, going down.
I don't know. You look disappointed that I know it. You were like, your face dropped. You were very sad.
I'm just disappointed in you.
What is it?
I'm just kidding. Aliens. Bill Paxton.
Oh, my God. Game over, man.
Game over. That one was too easy. Yeah.
All right. I'm sorry, honey. I love this thing because you gave it to me. But the truth is, it is one fucking ugly tie.
Fuck. It's... Oh, my God.
You know it. You know it. Want me to say it again?
Yeah, say it one more time.
I'm sorry, honey. I love this thing because you gave it to me. But the truth is... It is one fucking ugly tie.
It's not American Beauty.
No.
And it's not Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
Nope.
Fuck. One more time, please. One more time.
I'm sorry, honey. I love this thing because you gave it to me. But the truth is, it is one fucking ugly tie.
I can't believe I'm blanking on this. I'm probably going to be really upset.
Oh, yeah. You're going to be upset. You're going to be pissed.
All right, hold on. I got this. I can do this. I can do this. Give me a sec.
You got it? You don't got it. You don't got it.
I don't know.
Shutter Island.
Motherfucker! Damn it.
Yep.
Got him. Moving on. Guess this movie release year. James Cameron's The Abyss.
19... a 9.
Was that
good
a
question?
Was that a number?
Oh, I just
98.
I didn't finish saying. I questioned myself. 19. Fuck. 89.
Yeah.
Yes. Nice.
1989.
Yeah. All right. What year did Lucky Number 11 come out?
2007.
2006.
Oh, bitch.
I thought you would go with 7 because 7 was in the title. I knew it would throw you off.
It's not in the title. It's 11.
Oh, yeah. You're right. It's 11.
Idiot.
I remember when that movie came out, you were like, that's like my new favorite movie ever.
Dude, I loved it when I was 16,
out about
man.
That movie. You were nuts really about it. You were always talking about it.
I was just in love with Lucy Liu, to be honest.
And, you know,
it's a good flick.
Hartnett, too.
Yeah, Hartnett's a good-looking guy. It's a good twist.
What's the twist?
I don't want to spoil it.
Spoiler warning.
What's the twist? Spoiler warning is that, he's the assassin.
Yeah.
So he's faking, like, being sort of like this guy who has no idea what's going
on. Oh, yeah.
But at the end, he's the one that is the killer.
Gotcha. I remember
like,
now.
He was
playing, like, the tag-along.
He was planning out to, he was killing the guy who killed his father, because his father owed a big debt when he was young. And he's named after, like, the title's based off the horse, Lucky Number 11, the horse race.
I don't remember any of this. See, he loved this movie. He loves this movie. I can't remember any
and
of this.
And it's Bruce Willis, right?
Yeah, Bruce Willis.
Yeah. So.
Man, you got that down, man.
So it's all a hoax and a plan to basically lure the assassin out so he can kill him.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
And there were, like, 7 assassins in it, aren't there? That's where the title comes from?
No, it's 7 psychopaths.
I know that, but aren't there multiple assassins?
There are multiple assassins in the movie. It's like an underworld of assassins.
Gotcha.
And it's also Morgan Freeman's in it.
Oh, nice.
Right?
I don't know. It's your favorite movie.
Yeah, is that the movie? I never said my favorite movie. I like literally haven't seen it since it came out.
Dude, you fucking just said the entire synopsis without hesitating once.
Doesn't mean I've seen it 1,000 times. Doesn't mean I've seen it. Yeah, so this is the one. Yes, so Morgan Freeman and Ben Kingsley are in it as well, and they're rival crime bosses, basically, and they end up having, they try to take each other out, and they've been hiding in their towers, like they have private suites at the top of skyscrapers that they're afraid to leave because they're afraid the other one's going to kill them.
Man, I don't remember anything
and
about
so his
movie.
Whole plan is to take everybody out that was involved in his father's death.
Oh, yeah, this Ben King, I don't remember anything about this.
And then Lucy Liu's just his neighbor, and they fall in love. And she joins him on this adventure.
I'd fall in love with Lucy Liu, too. All right. Thanks for all that info, man.
Stanley Tucci's in this, too.
Damn, what a cast.
It's a pretty good movie. I liked it, man. 7.7 on IMDb. Wow.
Wow, 7.7.
That's
impressive.
Pretty fucking high.
I'm going to have to give that a rewatch.
It's a good flick. Dude, you would like it. 87% audience score on Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah, maybe I haven't seen it since it came out, I don't think.
It's fun.
All right.
It's a good time. It's insanely unique.
I love, like, fun action comedy.
I think you'd like it if you haven't seen. Yeah,
I haven't seen it for. I've seen it, but I just can't remember it.
Watch
it,
man. I bet you'd be like, "That's funny."
I remember we saw it in theaters.
Yeah,
I remember.
I think you'll be like, "That's pretty fucking good."
Yeah, 7.7 is impressive. That's very impressive. All right,
but the twist doesn't come really to the end of the movie. So they,
I would imagine so.
They really win, man.
Thanks for ruining the twist for me.
You asked me. Yeah, you told me.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Did you just throw plastic at me?
I sure did.
He's tying plastic knots. All right, what's your quiz question?
Well, you should have got me some knitting things for Christmas.
You said it would be too loud.
You said that you could get stuff that's not noisy.
Well, yeah, I said wood pins wouldn't be making any noise. I'm actually going to do it because you just keep making knots with the plastic strip around your bottle caps.
Anyways.
What's your quiz question?
Who directed The Imaginarium of Dr. Parnassus?
Terry Gilliam, baby.
That's correct.
Correct. What famous historical figure did Ben Kingsley play?
Gandhi.
Correct.
What's his name? First name, Mahatma?
I'm not touching that
Mahatma.
One.
Mahatma.
Something like
what's
that.
What's Gandhi's first name?
Something like that.
Hold on. Gandhi. Mahatma.
Canceled.
Mahatma. Mahatma Gandhi.
Oh, yeah, Mahatma. Richard Attenborough directed that.
Mm. Cool.
Yeah. Spare no expense.
I was waiting for it. I was like about to say it, but I'm like, I could see it in your eyes. I was like, here it comes. You can't hold it up. You can't not do
Whenever
it.
Whenever I think of John Hammond, I have to say, spare no expense. I can't not say it. I have to say it.
All right. Do we have any haters this week, Anthony?
We do.
What do we got? Any unsubscribes? Fucking ridiculous.
We have Alicia Vasquez wrote on Movie News, non lo so. Ha 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 ha. More like non lo sé. Learn your Spanish, James. Unsubscribe.
It's Italian.
Joking, obviously. You guys are the greatest. Hope you have a lovely Christmas. Thanks, Alicia. That's
thanks,
really
Alicia.
Sweet.
Alicia, I was speaking in Italian. That in non lo so in Italian is, I don't know. And obviously, yo no sé is Spanish. For, I don't know.
Si.
So.
That's yes and
common misconception. I know that I say that often. No, yo no, non lo so. And people are like, no, it's say. I'm like,
well,
no,
yeah, you live in California.
It's Italian. Yeah, but it's Italian. It's Italian. Now you learn something. Thank you, Alicia. Bye, Alicia.
And then Chaz Michaels, Chaz, wrote, how dare y'all crap on the legendary masterpiece Anchorman 2? Merry Christmas, unsubscribed.
Merry Christmas, Chaz.
Then Caleb wrote, y'all keep calling the night of instead of the night before, unsubscribed.
I know. I
we
edited
it like five times.
I edited that episode too, and I'm like, I'm such an idiot.
What is the night of?
The night of, or the night before. No, the night of is not a movie.
It's got to be a movie.
Maybe, but it's not the one that I was talking about. The night before is the movie you were talking about, the Joseph Gordon-Levitt Christmas
never
movie.
Never mind. The night of is that Riz Ahmed TV show on the miniseries.
Gotcha.
Very different movies. All right, what's your streaming recommendation?
Well, I want to read a review off first.
Oh, we got a review?
We got a new review.
We got a review.
Woo! This is from Anna. Anna Y. So I'm going to say, I'm guessing Anna or N-A.
I'm guessing there's two N's in there, two N M.
There's two N's.
The Anna
it's,
situation?
Well, it's spelled A-N-N-A-Y.
It's three N's.
So it could be Anna Y or N-A. I'm guessing it's Anna, 234. Anna Y, 234. Fave podcast. Not after me butchering the username. It's the Apple usernames, though. Thank you for keeping every episode related to movie shows and actors. So many podcasts these days go off the rails once they get big followings, but you guys have stayed so consistent. We don't like going off the rails too much.
We stay on the rails.
We like this. We just what we're here to do. We talk about movies for the people. For Anna. Anna Y or Anna.
For Anne.
For Anna. Love the video episodes and the great positive energy you both bring, no matter what. Thank you so much.
That's so sweet.
For leaving that 5-star review. It's the first one we've read for 2023, I believe.
2024?
For 2024. It's that time of year where, like, it's early in the new year.
You just gave me shit for this.
I don't know.
2 minutes ago.
That was more than 2 minutes ago.
Okay, 7 minutes ago.
I did do that.
See how easy it is to make a mistake, Jim?
I know, we're in that time period. You should have some more grace, Anthony.
More grace. Oh, my God.
Thank you
for the meaning of the word.
So much. We appreciate it from the bottom of our hearts.
Thanks, Anna Y.
Anna Y. Or N-A.
Either way.
Bye. But going back to your question, Anthony, my streaming recommendation is a new film added to Max for January 2024.
Ooh, new.
A Denzel Washington film.
Oh, yeah. I know what you're talking about.
Called, do you?
No. Is it new like it just came out?
No, no. It's added to Max. For
newly added.
Newly added.
Okay. Because when you said a new movie.
No, no, not
even
no,
like
no.
A new movie.
No, I meant like a new movie.
So newly added.
I literally
movie.
Those that's the word I said. I said movie newly added.
You
to
didn't
Max.
Say newly added.
Yes, I did.
No, you
did.
You said new movie
added to Max.
I can't wait for you to edit this because you said new movie
I didn't
on Max.
Added. I said added to Max.
You said a new movie on Max.
I said not.
Yes, you did.
I said added to Max. Anyways,
playback.
Ricochet from 1991.
That's a good one.
It's a great film. Denzel plays a rookie cop who takes down a serial killer and then rises to the ranks over several years to become the district attorney of his city. He's a star. However, the serial killer gets out of prison.
Is that case closed or not?
And comes after him and starts to destroy his life. It's awesome.
John Lithgow plays the killer.
Yes, sir.
It's a great movie.
It really is.
Good pick.
Thanks, man. I remember we watched it like when we were 16. We were like, that movie's fucking awesome.
Yeah, it was awesome. We watched it. I remember watching it in the basement. And downstairs, it was like, we were like, oh my God, this movie's amazing.
We were such big Denzel fans when we were teenagers.
Oh my God, we've
like
always
Man
loved
Man on Fire, Deja Vu.
Deja Vu is good. Deja Vu is really good. All the Tony Scott ones yeah, we man, watched. We,
Denzel
we ate it
was
up.
Our guy when we were
we
like
eat
17.
Him up. We love that Denzel.
Training Day.
It's because of Training Day. Our brothers showed that. And that was like on at our house a lot.
It was not all the time.
Moving on.
The amount of times you said that, it's like we had 17 TVs going on at once.
We watched a lot of movies. That's why we have a movie podcast.
It was not all the time. It wasn't on as much as Airheads, though, right?
No, I watched Airheads by myself.
Anthony watched Airheads 17 times a year. I've seen it once.
That's a lie. You've seen it more than once. You've seen it 17 times. Now, my streaming recommendation is what I picked for my 2023 most underrated film of the year, Gran Turismo, is now on Netflix. It's, in my opinion, the best video game adaptation for a film. It's wonderful.
It's kind of a hybrid, though, because it's a real story, too.
Yeah, it's both, yeah. And it's sensational. And I finally got you to watch it, and you loved it.
Fucking, I wish I saw it in a theater,
I was
man.
Telling you what, I invited you.
I was busy.
You're busy doing what? Picking your nose.
That's such a dad line. Jesus, you're turning into dad, man. All these little things, you're turning
it's
into.
Because I was just hanging out with him.
Busy. At my old job, one of the post office guys every day, he'd be like, what are you doing? And we'd be like, oh, we've just been busy. He'd be like, what? Busy looking busy.
That's funny. Does he say that to everyone?
Yeah.
He delivers mail to.
You're busy looking busy. You ain't doing shit.
But seriously, Gran Turismo was excellent.
It blew my fucking hair back.
Yeah, man.
I cried. I laughed.
I cried.
Multiple times I said, this is fucking awesome, out loud. And my heart rate was jacked for 60% of the movie.
It's great.
And it was exhilarating. It was exciting. It was a great
Everybody's
action movie.
Hating on it. I made that tweet and a bunch of people, like someone asked me if we were serious about the tweet.
Relax here. It's Twitter.
I was like, can I not like a movie?
Who cares? It's okay, man.
I care.
Who cares?
I care.
It's just Twitter, man.
Act like you don't tell me about haters.
Not on Twitter.
Fuck them.
Exactly, man. You enjoyed Gran Turismo.
I
regret it immensely.
Dude, the audience I was with, we clapped at the end. We were like,
it was so cool. And the way they infused video game elements into it. It was
very
awesome.
Creative.
It was very audience friendly.
And not just audience friendly, but it was really well made for fans of the game.
Yeah.
There's a lot of specific little things they put in there that fans of that game in particular would definitely notice. And I noticed
shocking
some.
True story, yeah. Too. Insane. I fucking loved it, man.
Fucking great.
I was fist pumping. I was,
fuck yeah. I'm glad you liked it. I knew you'd
sound,
fucking,
the sound is so good,
I knew
too.
You'd fucking love it, man.
I had the volume.
Dude, I saw
all
that
the way
shit
up
in Dolby.
The soundbar. Man.
I saw that in Dolby.
That must have been incredible.
It's fucking great.
Fuck. I hope they do a re-release. Probably not.
They're not going to do a re-release. No one saw it. It made like $30 million globally.
Damn, did it really do that low?
It did horribly.
Let me check. Let's see.
It did really poorly.
Turismo.
I think it will find life, though. I think it will find life.
Made $127 million worldwide.
Oh, did it?
Yeah.
Oh, that's fucking awesome.
Yeah, it's pretty solid, man.
Good for them.
Yeah, it's pretty good. Pretty successful movie.
It's a 7.2 on IMDb, so it's got a pretty respectable score. It has, I mean, a little melodrama. And some of the dialogue's not great, but man, once this movie gets going.
Dude, I was locked in within a minute. The opening's really cool.
The opening is cool, yeah.
It had a $60 million budget, so it probably broke even.
Oh, I'm glad it was a little success. Money. I'm glad it was a success.
Bro, as soon as that movie was going, I was like, after a minute, I was like, let's go. This is sick.
I love the drunken police escape.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
It was great, yeah.
It was a lot of fun.
And Jaimin Hunsu is amazing.
Dude, he made me cry like a baby.
He was awesome. And Archie Madikwe is having a massive couple of years.
He's just in Saltburn.
He's perfect in the lead.
He's great.
In this film.
He really is.
He's perfect.
It's a great movie. There's no bullshit in it, yeah. Nothing. It's fucking awesome.
Loved it.
All right, let's get back into our episode.
Oh, yeah. We got a lot more movies to talk about. Holy shit.
And we left off on a remake from the 80s that starred Patrick Swayze. We have starring Jake Gyllenhaal and Conor McGregor, Roadhouse.
Let's go.
This remake is coming out in, let's get the release date for you all, on March 21st, 2024. Two
oh
days
my
after
God,
our
birthday weekend.
2 days after our birthday.
Birthday and, week.
Yes. It's directed by Doug Liman, awesome director. You know him from the Bourne franchise, as well as Jumper. And what else has he done?
His Edge worst movie. Edge you of- named his worst movie? Oh my God.
I'm not done.
He named his worst movie.
Swingers, Mr. and Mrs. Smith, Edge of Tomorrow,
most importantly. There we go.
American Made.
Fucking Jumper. From the director of Jumper.
You let me finish my sentence.
Oh my god.
Now let's run through the premise of this one. So an ex-UFC middleweight fighter ends up working at a roadhouse in the Florida Keys where things are not as they seem. I'm not sure what they mean by that.
Criminal activities.
Yeah, criminalities. Man. Criminals. So basically the trailer, we've gotten a little sizzle reel from Amazon. And what it showed was Jake basically plays a bouncer at a bar, restaurant, club, and
all three of those places.
No, like,
there's a lot of jumps.
No, it's like a. No, there's
a bar, a restaurant, and a club. Man, he's really bouncing around.
The establishment has all.
Oh
three.
My god, the dad jokes.
He's really bouncing around. Oh, man. I wish this bottle was smaller so I could throw it off your face.
I feel like super bad.
So he works at a bar, restaurant, and a club. It's one establishment. One establishment. Serves us three. And all we really saw was him roughing up some guys who were probably causing a ruckus at the restaurant, bar, club, as well as we've seen behind the scenes footage of filming of UFC events of him weighing in and doing a weigh-in.
Oh, yeah.
And some other stuff. So, but we haven't seen Conor McGregor. But again, we are filming this in December, so we might have gotten some new stuff since then.
Maybe.
But I'm pretty excited about this.
I'm juiced, man.
I'm Jake's looking fucking shredded, dude.
All right, next up, we have the next comic book adaptation of the year. Coming from Sony, Kraven the Hunter, which was pushed back 16 months from its original release date.
This movie was supposed to come out so long ago. Holy shit.
Long fucking time. Now this
Aaron
film,
Taylor Johnson has three more kids since then.
He popped popped out six more babies. This film's coming out August 30th at the end of summer, 2024. And directed by J.C. Chander. Good director, so we'll see. We'll see, man. I don't know. His hunt starts now. I'm watching the trailer.
Yeah,
we've already talked about this.
The trailer looks solid. I wasn't completely sold on this movie until in the trailer I saw Kraven the Hunter bite some guy's nose off and spit it out the window.
Yeah, I thought that was a cool part.
So
yeah.
When I saw that, I was like, oh, okay. But also, this is the same company as Madam Web in that trailer.
And Morbius.
In Morbius, so
put some respect on the Morbius name.
Like, I want to be excited for this film, and I am, and we're huge Aaron Taylor Johnson fans. But again, Morbius and Madam Web, what kind of movie is this going to be?
Who knows, man?
What is it? I don't know, man.
How about you take it away to the next one?
Moving on to Beetlejuice 2, the long-awaited and anticipated sequel to the original film from Tim Burton, who's coming back to direct the film. We have everyone's coming back in terms of Michael Keaton, Winona Ryder, Catherine O'Hara. Then we have newcomer Jenna Ortega, Willem Dafoe, Monica Bellucci, and Justin Theroux to round out the cast. This is a Plan B Entertainment and Tim Burton production.
Bellucci's so playing Beetlejuice's wife.
Really?
Yeah.
Lucky Beetlejuice, man. And then we have Danny
Lucky
Elfman.
Tim Burton.
Danny Elfman coming back for the score. That's right. He always puts his wives in his movies. And there's really no premise or synopsis for this film. It does come out on September 6th, 2024. It is going to be distributed by Warner Brothers Pictures.
Literally no story details whatsoever have been released other than it's a sequel. That's
this is
all.
A film that's famous recently because it had a day and a half left of production, then the SAG strike hit, so they had to shut down for the 130 days, and then they finished and wrapped the movie eventually, and it took them just a couple days. So they had to wait that long just to get two
No,
days
they actually
of filming.
Spent a few weeks filming.
Oh, yeah, because they did some reshoot probably.
I believe they scheduled their reshoots for that week,
good
that
point.
Month. They actually filmed for a little bit.
So outside of the reshoots, though, all they had to do was like a couple days of production to finish the movie. But obviously, Beetlejuice slaps, man. I'm pretty excited about Beetlejuice 2, especially because everyone's coming back.
All right, next up, we have a very interesting project.
I said Winona Ryder, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Horizon, an American Saga, which is an upcoming Western saga starring Western icon Kevin Costner. So can I say it? It's two movies. So this is actually a two-part event. The first film will be coming out, it's chapter one, on June 28th, and then the second chapter will be coming out shortly after on August 16th. I think this is a cool idea to release the two films within a few months of each other.
It's like Dragon Tattoo in Sweden.
I mean, sign me up. Kevin Costner is born for Westerns. It chronicles a multifaceted 15-year span of pre- and post-Civil War expansion and settlement of the American West, co-starring Jenna Malone, Glenn Turman, who's having a huge couple of years. He was just in Top Gun Maverick and Mission Impossible Dead Reckoning Part 1. Abby Lee, Sienna Miller, Giovanni Ribisi, Michael Rooker, Luke Wilson. Huge cast. Sam Worthington, Michael Angerano, Jamie Campbell Bauer. Like, man, Will Patton. Great cast. Thomas Hayden Church. Holy fuck. It just gets better and better. Looking forward to this.
Same. Next up, we have a pretty interesting film called Alto Nights. Now, this is going to be directed by Barry Levinson, the Oscar-winning filmmaker who won his Best Director Award for...
He did not win the Best Director Award.
For Rain Man, he won...
Oh, Barry Levinson. I'm sorry.
He did not not win it, so he did win Best Director for Rain Man.
I thought you said Barry Jenkins in my head. I don't know why.
Maybe if you fucking listen.
Maybe if I did, but I didn't.
I was like, definitely won Rain Man.
You're like, I'm looking it up right now.
Now, this is written by Nicholas Pileggi, who is known for writing, obviously, Godfather films. But what's interesting about this movie, it's going to star Robert De Niro. It's a gangster movie. He's going to play dual roles two mob bosses. So he'll be playing Frank Costello and Vito Genovese in the 1950s. Synopsis and premise is Vito Genovese and Frank Costello are competing Italian-American mob bosses, and Genovese orders a hit on Costello. Costello survives but is wounded in the attempt and ultimately decides to retire from the mafia. Besides De Niro as both, we have Deborah Messing as Bobby Costello and Catherine Narducci as Anna Genovese, Vito's wife.
The way that they're going to make them look different is when he plays Costello, he's going to be wearing a mustache.
I thought you were going to say something serious.
That's probably going to be motion capture.
No.
They'll do Irishman and make him look a little different.
You think?
Yeah.
I wonder.
You got to make him look different enough where you can tell it's the two roles. It's a weird project. I don't understand what they're doing, but whatever.
I mean,
they made a bunch of movies together. They're pals.
Yeah, I know they're pals. I guess it's an experiment. And it's a budget of $45 million. This is Warner Brothers Pictures.
I don't understand how this is going to look. We'll see.
I think they know what they're doing.
Barry Levinson's got plenty of misses. He's done a lot of those HBO movies.
He did Jumper, too. I'm just kidding, he didn't.
Doug Liman, the director of Jumper.
I didn't finish the
Dude makes the Bourne Identity.
I didn't finish the sentence.
In Edge of Tomorrow, you said Jumper
I
first.
I didn't finish the sentence.
Moving on to a trailer that we've seen so many fucking times. I'm looking forward to the movie, but the Argylle trailer has been playing for like 12 months, it feels like. Every time I go to the theaters, yeah. Argylle trailer. Now, this is hotly anticipated from Marv Films, Matthew Vaughn's company. Stars Henry Cavill, Sofia Boutella, Dua Lipa, Bryce Dallas Howard, Sam Jackson, John Cena, Bryan Cranston, Sam Rockwell, and Sofia Boutella. This film comes out on February 2nd, so very soon, and is about Bryce Dallas Howard plays an author of spy novels who finds herself wrapped up in an actual spy story, starring Sam Rockwell as said spy.
Sort of like a Stranger Than Fiction sort of plot where what she writes happens, but not completely like that.
She's not like controlling it. She's predicting it, yeah.
Yeah. Pretty interesting. I want to see it for sure.
So the budget of this movie is $200 million.
I'm not completely sold on the
trailer,
too,
though. I'm not sure if it will be able to break even. We'll see. It's a really
big
movie.
It's
going
to need to make a lot of money.
It's a big movie.
Yeah, that's why it's been playing for so long.
But, I mean, it's got the star power.
Does it have the star power to get $500 million?
I would say it does, but... I've seen the trailer a lot, and the audience reactions in theaters have not been, like, I don't...
It has to have great word of mouth. It has to be really good.
Yeah.
Because that's a huge investment on a unique story like this.
I bet all cat lovers are going to go see it, though.
No, they're not.
Yeah, it's not their kind of movie, I guess. I don't know. Maybe it is.
Well, it's your kind of movie.
Yeah, it's my kind of movie. Yeah.
Let's move on to another untitled film. We have Venom 3. There's no title to the sequel. It's just called Untitled Venom. Let There Be Carnage sequel. Venom. Story by Tom Hardy and Kelly Marcel. And Kelly Marcel is directing the film. Now, plot and everything is pretty much kept under wraps. We don't really know anything about this film. I don't even see Michelle Williams on the cast list for this movie.
Oh, really?
I'm on the Wikipedia page right now, and I don't see her name.
Venom!
On the cast.
It's about Venom!
Amy Pascal is in it. So, we'll see. I'm curious.
Amy Pascal?
I mean, Amy Pascal's producing it. I'm okay. Sorry.
I was like, is she acting now?
Amy
Damn. Chiwetel Ejiofor is in it, and Juno Temple is also in it.
Okay, that's cool.
So those are two really good actors. Yeah, there's no
plot. Is Juno on the second one?
No.
Can't remember.
New character.
All right. Let's move on to a movie with a title.
Ghostbusters Frozen Empire, which has a great trailer. I love the trailer for it. Also, Reitman is not returning to direct this film. Gil Kenan is taking over the helm.
What's he done?
Gil Kenan has done Monster House, City of Ember, A Boy Called Christmas. Interesting. Nothing I've seen. Oh, the new Poltergeist? Yikes.
Ooh, I thought he was coming back for this one.
No, Reitman's not doing it, yeah.
What's he doing?
Although Reitman wrote it and produced it, but Jason Reitman is busy with... I wonder why he didn't come back.
Something bigger than Ghostbusters?
He's doing...
Meth.
Okay, so he's show running the Ghostbusters TV show. He's doing a Saturday Night Live film. And then...
What, Saturday Night Live Origins?
I hope it's not.
Origins.
And then he's doing a new Diablo Cody TV series.
It's a lot of stuff.
So he's just doing a ton of stuff. Yeah. Probably didn't have the freedom.
Stretched too thin.
Yeah. But, I mean, the trailer looks really good. And then we got a release date of March 29th.
I think they really... I like the first one, but I think that they should really lean more into Paul Rudd in this movie.
And Carrie Coon.
And Carrie Coon. Carrie Coon's great. I think Paul Rudd is the best part of the first movie.
You prefer adults as opposed to kids being Ghostbusters?
Not that I don't prefer the kids. The kids were fine. Finn was great. And the lead actress, I can't remember her name. She was really solid.
Emily A. No.
But Paul Rudd is the best part of this franchise right now.
McKenna Grace.
Yeah,
he
McKenna
is funny
Grace.
In it, yeah.
He's great. I was disappointed by how little he was utilized in terms of the plot in the first one.
I think he'll have a beefed up role.
That's what I mean. I think that they should lean into him.
But I think Carrie Coon's great too.
Yeah, but Paul Rudd's the star, you know, and Finn's a huge star too. Moving on next to a music biopic, and we get so many every year, but this one actually looks pretty damn good.
Trailer.
Bob Marley, One Love. We saw a trailer for like the fifth time in theaters the other day. I'm like, this fucking movie looks sick. It's going to be really good.
Yeah.
Comes out February 14th, 2024, very soon. Another Plan B film from Brad Pitt. Paramount Pictures producing this, and it's going to star Kingsley Benadire as Bob Marley in this.
What's he been in?
Well, he's in Secret Invasion. He's also in...
Oh, he's in Barbie.
Yeah, he's in Barbie.
Okay.
He's one of the Kens in
gotcha.
Barbie.
Yeah.
One Night in Miami, High Fidelity. So he's solid.
Yeah, I was like, I just saw him in his Barbie.
But this looks like easily his best role so far.
He is a great great performance just in the trailer.
Yeah, just from the trailer. Like, yeah. This guy's going to
crush it.
I could see maybe potential
Oscar.
Robert Elswit's filming this cinematography.
Oh, that's why it looks good.
That's why it looks terrific. Yeah. Directed by... Ronaldo Marcus Green, and screenplay with four different writers, which sometimes pros and cons to that. Now, premise, there isn't really a synopsis I can find right now.
It's about,
it's
about performing at a concert after the attack on his life, specifically. That's the story.
But it's going to be about his rise to fame, too.
I'm sure they'll throw some of that in there, but it's mainly about that concert, and that's the conflict of it.
I think that's going to be like the third act of it.
No, I mean, from what I can tell, from what I've read in the trailer, it's really about...
It is based on the life of reggae singer-songwriter Bob Marley from his rise to fame up until his death in the early 1980s.
All right.
I think it's just going to be...
We'll find out.
Several years of his life.
It's going to be 6 years of his life,
I think
specifically.
2 hours is just going to be him as a baby. We jobbing.
It's a Terrence Malick's version of the Bob Marley biopic. Him running around as a baby.
With Emmanuel Lubezki chasing the camera.
Legit. All right, next up we have a very exciting project in A Quiet Place. The franchise from John Krasinski is getting a spinoff called A Quiet Place Day One.
Origins.
Prequel. So this is not so much a prequel, it's just another place that was... ravaged by the rival.
Well, the thing with it is we never saw there's never been a full movie about the first day. We've only seen flashbacks.
I know, but that flashback in number two is like 20 minutes long.
So good.
Yeah, I think so. I believe this is just like another area.
They should make a fucking video game.
Oh, yeah, they should.
They could make a video game that feels like The Last of Us with this.
That would be great.
That'd be really cool.
Now, Krasinski is not directing this, but he is right. He did help write it, as well as Michael Sarnowski, who is the writer-director of this film. He broke out with Pig with Nicolas Cage a couple of years ago.
Oh, no way, he's making this?
Yeah, and then he got this job.
That's really cool.
And
Krasinski's producing it, too. I've seen photos of him on set and stuff.
Yes. Jaimin Hunsu is returning in his role.
Hell yeah.
And then Alex Wolff, as well as Lupita Nyong'o and Joseph Quinn, will be the other actors.
I forgot Joseph Quinn was in this.
Great cast, great cast.
Because I know Lupita's been the lead for a while.
Yeah, she was the first person announced. And I mean, I didn't know Jaimin was coming back until just now.
That's a great cast.
Yeah. Looking forward to it.
So maybe, oh, so they must have known each other maybe, before he made it to that island.
They were Facebook friends. Take it away with the next one.
Take it away on Old Lady at 3 o'clock. All right, next up we have the next film from David Leitch, who made Bullet Train last year. We have Fall Guy. This time he's moving on from Brad Pitt to Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt. Now, we got a trailer for this last month, and it looks hysterical and great action. Ryan Gosling plays a battered and past his prime stuntman, Colt, who finds himself working on a movie set with A-list star for whom he doubled long ago, played by Aaron Taylor Johnson. When the star goes missing in the film, which is being directed by Colt's ex-girlfriend, played by Emily Blunt, is in danger of being shut down, he volunteers to investigate the disappearance and find the missing actor. Comes out on May 3rd, 2024. Wow. This is Universal Pictures, again, directed by David Leitch, written by Drew Pierce.
Very soon.
Also, Gosling is attached as producer.
I think it looks like a fun trailer.
Me too. Stephanie Hsu's in this as well.
Oh, I love Stephanie Hsu.
Music by Dominic Lewis. Well, he's done some stuff, some good stuff, right?
I don't know him by name.
Dominic Lewis sounds super familiar.
Dominic Lewis.
He did.
I don't know.
Nothing that I probably would have listened to, actually. He's done Jolt, Kingsman, The Kingsman, Bullet Train. That's where I know him from. Spirited, Violent Night. Cool. Looks like a lot of fun.
Yeah, it does. It does.
It does, man.
Next up, we have a Jason Statham action movie, The Beekeeper. I'm the Beekeeper. Directed by David Ayer. In The Beekeeper, one man's brutal campaign for vengeance takes on national stakes after he is revealed to be a former operative of a powerful and clandestine organization known as Beekeepers. Now this trailer.
Kind of corny.
This trailer, I can't put my finger on it because it looks awesome and it also looks terrible at the same time.
Honestly, the explosion, the trailer has a really
bad
big
CGI.
Explosion of a building, and it looked really bad.
The CGI there looked terrible, but the
maybe
action
it's not
looks
finished.
Good.
Maybe it's not finished.
The action looks pretty good.
Maybe that explosion is getting more effects.
The fight choreography looks pretty fire. That's what I'm saying about the trailer. It's like, it looks cheesy as hell, and then it looks just super badass. So I'm going to see it. I'm curious. David Ayer, I think, is a really cool director. So I'm going to see this.
And Jason's our guy.
Fucking transporter, bro. Transporter. We've been on Jason Statham train since we were kids.
Since OG, man. Since freaking Snatch.
Fucking Snatch.
You like Degs?
You like Degs?
Moving on to another animated film, we have Kung Fu Panda 4, an added film to an incredible trilogy. It's going to be directed by Mike Mitchell. Everyone's coming back. Jack Black is back, obviously. We also have Awkwafina, Viola Davis, Dustin Hoffman, James Hong, Bryan Cranston, Ian McShane, Kihi Kwan. Hans Zimmer's coming back for the music as well with Steve Mazzaro. This is Universal and DreamWorks Animation, coming out on March 8th, 2024, this year. Poe, who is set to become the spiritual leader of the Valley of the Peace, searches for a successor as the new dragon warrior while fighting a new foe called the Chameleon.
The Chameleon.
Who can probably, I'm guessing, blend in with this environment really well.
Hollywood asked Kihi Kwan, do you want to be in some new movies? And which movie do you want to be in? He said yes.
Yes. No, Kihi Kwan asked Hollywood, hey, can I be in a movie? And Hollywood said yes.
Yeah.
Everything.
Give me every movie. All right, next up, we have Final Destination 6. We didn't see this one coming. So Final Destination, I remember it slapped. It was a great horror movie.
The first one, yeah.
And it was about death. Six survivors of a plane crash who escaped death, and then death sought them out. And basically about these crazy circumstances that ended up killing them all one by one. through chance and odd encounters, because in a way, like, the death was like trying to get them back for the lives that they basically stole from death.
It's like the three brothers from Deathly Hallows.
Yeah, legit. Now, this is the sixth film in the franchise. I heard the fifth one was pretty good. It came out recently. I don't know. I have only seen the first two.
I still really like the first one. Such a great idea and concept.
Yeah, the first one's fun.
People were afraid to fly because of the first one. They were afraid to fly.
Well, first, and also the second one. The first one or the second one has the truck with logs on it.
Second one.
And everybody, there's a photo. So in the film, there's a huge log truck, and then the logs fall off, and then takes out everybody on the road. And I saw a photo online people were spreading of, there was a log truck on the freeway. It was two lanes, and there was a line of cars on the other lane. Like, nobody was driving behind it. And it said they all saw Final Destination. It's like, yep. This has no release date as of yet. And Zach Lipovsky and Adam Stein are making this. No cast have been announced, so yeah, very early. I'm sure they're going to release it around Halloween time.
Next up, we have Bad Boys 4. There's a couple of titles in the works. I believe it's untitled for now. And this is going to be a Sony Pictures release. Obviously produced by Jerry Bruckheimer and Will Smith. Adil and Bilal, the directing team that made Batgirl.
And Bad Boys for Life.
And, okay, they did that. But they did Batgirl, right? The one that got shelved?
Yes. So they had Bad Boys 3, then they had Batgirl. And now they're back on Bad Boys 4.
Okay. So they are making this film. And obviously, Martin Lawrence and Will Smith are back. We also have Vanessa Hudgens is going to be in this film.
Nice.
Sony, Columbia Pictures.
Nice.
Comes out on June 14th.
All right. Next up, we have an A24 film, one of the few on this list.
There are probably more. It's just they keep a lot under wraps.
Yeah, they're pretty good about, they don't drop trailers until like a couple months before movies come out. Yeah. I like their marketing. They're the best marketing. So, Problemista. From writer, director, star Julio Torres, co-star Tilda Swinton and RZA, as well as Greta Lee is in this. Yes, Greta Lee is in this. This was supposed to come out in 2023. They were dropping trailers in the summer, but then they pushed it back because of the strike. Now it's coming out March 13th.
Yeah, I haven't seen trailers for this for like a year.
And it's like a fun magic realist take on the immigration problem. And it's about Alejandro, who's an aspiring toy designer from El Salvador, struggling to bring his unusual ideas to life in NYC. And as time runs out on his work visa, a job assisting an erratic art world outcast becomes his only hope to stay in the country. This trailer gives me very much like Spike Jones vibes. You know what I mean? Like adaptation,
similar.
Being John Malkovich.
Yeah.
That kind of surrealist, magic realism kind of take on a story. Looks cool.
Well, there's some other A24 movies I just searched. We had a couple on this list, but we'll just skip ahead to them and stay on A24. So a lot of them are TBA, to be announced. There's really no release date yet. So there's a movie called Tuesday coming out this year for A24, starring Julia Louis-Dreyfus, which I can't believe they gave her another movie after her first movie bombed so hard last year. She plays a mother with a daughter, and they are embroiled in a fairy tale-esque adventure. That's really all there is about that. Next up, we have Sing Sing, another TBA. It follows a prison theater workshop headed by Coleman Domingo's character, who's an incarcerated man who mentors a new member.
He's great.
Then we have another film called Janet Planet from A24, directed by renowned playwright Annie Baker. The movie marks her first feature and focuses intimately on a mother-daughter relationship. Next up, we have I Saw the TV Glow, no release date right now. This will follow reality through two teenagers played by Justice Smith and Bridget Lundy Payne, who bond over their favorite TV show before it gets abruptly canceled. Next up, A Different Man. Now, this will star, and it's a psychological thriller, stars Sebastian Stan as a man who undergoes facial reconstruction surgery and becomes obsessed with an actor played by Adam Pearson, portraying him on stage based on his former life.
That sounds cool.
And then we have Civil War, which we have on this list.
Yeah.
Actually has a release date from Alex Garland coming out on April 26th. The trailer for this dropped about a month ago.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure exactly how I feel about it. I think I've that's the court of public opinion online right now. People aren't sure how they feel about this movie, Civil War. Alex Garland's a great writer and a really great director. I think he's made some of my favorite movies this century. However, I did not like Men very much. And I'm curious to see what this movie's going to be about. It's in terms of how, what it is, really.
Yeah.
What's he going with? What's the pull? Civil War, contemporary Civil War, right now in America. According to the trailer, Texas and California have joined and are considered the Western forces. And they have succeeded against the rest of the United States. And they're at war with the rest of the United States.
What do they agree on?
Dogs.
Is that any more 24?
And then we have Love Lies Bleeding.
Okay,
which we talked about
just
recently.
Just dropped the trailer.
From Rose Glass, who made St. Maud. Now this stars Kristen Stewart and Katie O'Brien. Kristen Stewart plays a manager at a gym who starts to fall for a bodybuilder at the gym, played by Katie O'Brien, who gets mixed up in Kristen Stewart's character's criminal family.
Ed Harris with the long hair, if you ever wanted
Ed
to
Harris
see that.
Ed Harris looks great.
If you're ever wondering what Ed Harris looked like with shoulder-length hair, now you know.
And that's it for A24's releases for 2024.
All right, let's move into another horror film with Terrifier 3. This time, it's Christmas. So Terrifier on Christmas comes out Halloween season on October 25th. No details, really. Just that the Art the Clown unleashes chaos on the unsuspecting residents of Miles County as they peacefully drift off to sleep on Christmas Eve.
There's a movie coming out very soon called Lisa Frankenstein. This is written by Diablo Cody, the Oscar winner, as well as directed by Zelda Williams, Robin Williams' daughter. This is her directorial debut, starring Catherine Newton, who you will recognize from Ant-Man 3, as well as Cole Sprouse. It's basically a teenage Frankenstein movie set in the 1980s of a girl who wants the perfect guy and is in love with the statue at a cemetery of a guy from the 1800s or something like that.
No judgment.
And resurrects him with technology and electricity or something. And he comes to life. And they go
with
on
a tanning bed.
And with a tanning bed. That's what it is. Yeah. And they go on a killing spree.
Looks fun.
I'll see anything Diablo Cody writes, honestly.
For real. All right, next up we have If, which just dropped its trailer recently from writer-director John Krasinski, starring Ryan Reynolds and Kaylee Fleming. This is about a young girl who suddenly starts to see the imaginary friends, past and present, of everybody. And then Ryan Reynolds plays the man upstairs. He's a person who can also see the imaginary friends and knows more about the world. And they go on an adventure to try and save everybody's imaginary friends. Looks very cute.
Next up, we have a new video game adaptation, Borderlands, directed by Eli Roth, with a crazy cast. It's Cate Blanchett, Kevin Hart, Jack Black, Bobby Lee, Edgar Ramirez, Florian Montenu, Jamie Lee Curtis, as well as several
Yeah, they got
other.
Edgar Ramirez, too. Wow.
Yeah, they got a lot for this movie. The plot is really kind of underwrapped. Wait, hold on. Here we go. Lilith, an infamous outlaw with a mysterious past, reluctantly returns to her home planet of Pandora to find the missing daughter of the universe's most powerful son of a bitch, Atlas. Lilith forms an alliance with an unexpected team. Roland, a former elite mercenary, now desperate for redemption. Tiny Tina, a feral preteen demolitionist. Craig, Tina's muscle-bound, rhetorically challenged protector. Tannis, the scientist with a tenuous grip on sanity. And Claptrap, a persistently wise-ass robot.
Oh, the girl from Barbie, Ariana Greenblatt, is the lead.
Okay, cool. Which girl from Barbie? Oh, okay, I remember her.
Daughter.
Yeah, I recognize her.
Yeah, sure. So Eli Roth previously worked with Jack Black and Cate Blanchett on The House with the Clock and Its Walls.
Okay,
so
cool.
So that's how we got them on this.
This comes out on August 9th.
I can't wait to see the first footage.
I'm very curious.
I mean, to give Eli Roth a big budget and go sci-fi, sounds cool.
Interesting.
All right, next up, we have Despicable Me 4, the fourth film in the franchise, starring, of course, Steve Carell as Gru. Steve Coogan is playing Silas. Miranda Cosgrove, Kristen Wiig, and Pierre Coffin round out the rest of the cast. This is coming out July 3rd, 2024. Great release date. And the plot is unknown. That's all we know, man. That's
all
we know.
The plot is unknown. Let's get into another animated film. We have a new origin story. Mufasa, The Lion King from Disney. This is directed by Barry Jenkins, written by Jeff Nathanson. It's coming out on December 20th, 2024. And we have some characters and actors coming back. We have Seth Rogen and Billy Eichner coming back as Pumbaa and Timon, as well as John Connie as Rafiki. Well, they're Pumbaa and Timon in the...
No, but why are they coming back on the Mufasa origin story?
Apparently they knew Mufasa.
Apparently they knew Mufasa.
And Aaron Pierre is going to play Mufasa. Let's see what he's been in. He's been an old brother and foe.
Is he young? Is it going to be a young Mufasa? Like Simba's age when he's an adult, probably?
And then Scar is going to be played by, let me see real quick, who's playing Scar?
Jeremy Irons or I'm not going
to. No, Kelvin Harrison. Kelvin Harrison Jr., who was just in Chevalier, Elvis, Serrano.
Chevalier.
I don't speak French.
Get it?
The Trial of Chicago 7.
Get it right.
Get it right. Get it right or get out. So, Mufasa origins!
Apparently, he knew Simone and Pumbaa.
Apparently.
Timon and Pumbaa.
Apparently! Timon.
Timon. I said Simone. All right, next up.
This one's just like,
we have,
it's funny.
We have the long-awaited sequel. Almost 30 years in the making. Finally.
Finally, man.
Twisters.
Twisters, baby. We've been waiting. Every day I wake up and I think, when is Twisters going to get me?
Now, Twister, based on the Michael Crichton book and starring, the original Twister is fun. Helen Hunt and Bill Paxton.
Get it right.
I almost said Pullman. This is a sequel starring recent breakout star Daisy Edgar-Jones, as well as Glenn Powell, Kieran Shipka, Maura Tierney, and David Cornswet.
Let me guess.
And Sasha Lane and Anthony Ramos.
She plays their daughter, doesn't she?
She plays their daughter.
She plays their... Pretty obvious.
So it looks like the Tornado Hunters are just going to be a bunch of young hut people. Come on. There's no Philip Seymour Hoffman character. Come on.
It's 2023, man. 2024.
They're all 24 and super hot. No plot details at all, except just like another type of thing. Another type of thing of storm chasers who risk their lives.
Here's the plot. Ready? Yeah. Two Twisters. Oh my god! I'm gonna miss the original because like the cool tech they use and like those little balls that fly in the air.
Goldilocks.
Yeah, man.
That was fun.
Maybe that'll be the end. Like Goldilocks will save the day. Like the old tech their parents used.
Oh, I mean, that's actually a good idea.
Thanks, man.
To use Goldilocks.
So, I mean, not only did I come up with two Twisters, but I came up with the ending as well.
Studio execs are like, oh my god,
put away this fancy tech. Let's get these floating balls.
We gotta go analog.
Next up, we have a movie I'm pretty much looking forward to and excited about. Sonic the Hedgehog 3, directed by Jeff Fowler. This is going to come out on December 20th, 2024. Oh, they're going up against Disney with Mufasa with this one, because this is Paramount Pictures, obviously.
Damn.
Now,
they're like, Mufasa's going to bomb.
James Marsden's coming back. Ben Schwartz is obviously coming back. Idris Elba's coming back. And this film is going to also introduce us to...
The Shadow guy, Hedgehog.
Oh, Shadow the Hedgehog.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. Shadow the Hedgehog's in this. I didn't know that.
Yeah, they teased him at the end.
That's right. Never mind. I do know that.
I thought you like loved that movie.
I did. It was a really good time, except for all the wedding bullshit. It was so lame and boring and slowed the fucking whole movie down. Let's spend 10 minutes at a wedding in the third act of the movie. Okay.
Of minor characters.
Are you okay? Yeah, babe. We just got married. Oh, no. They ruined our wedding.
Who are these people?
Who knows? Let's move on.
Moving on to the upcoming new Karate Kid movie starring both Jackie Chan and Ralph Macchio. I did it.
You did it.
It took me a second. Plot details are completely unknown, but it does have an expected release date of December 13th. Expected. Not confirmed completely, but we'll see. Right now, they're looking for the Karate Kid. They're doing castings.
A global search.
Global.
And well,
time to go global.
The plot is the Karate Kid's going to be a Chinese-American in New York, I think, right?
And they learn karate.
Yeah, and just beat up bullies. And that's it.
I'm guessing the kids get to learn karate.
Sounds like the plot.
Dun, 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 dun,
yeah, we didn't even have to look up the plot. That's just that's what it always is. All right, the final film we're going to talk about is a movie I think is screwed.
We got two more.
No, we already talked about that last one. Oh, snap, we do have two
you
more.
You do the next one, I'll do the last one.
Sorry, I pulled up the last one's Wikipedia.
It's okay, man. We're moving on.
So, this movie, I think...
Don't make a big deal about it.
...is so screwed. Godzilla X Kong, The New Empire. Because Godzilla Minus One was so good, I think that the excitement for this is just going to be low. Directed by Adam Wingard. This is the third film in this sort of trilogy, right? Or fourth?
I mean, excitement is actually pretty high.
Is it?
Yeah. There are a lot of Godzilla fans out there. They're all over the place.
I guess the Kong fans are really excited.
It's big. There's a lot of hashtag hits of them.
A lot of hashtag hits?
Yeah.
I don't know. Well, my excitement and enthusiasm is really low because I just saw Godzilla Minus One a month ago, and it's fucking amazing. Mm-hmm. And so because of that, I think that's the worst thing that could have happened for Warner Brothers with this movie is to have another movie of the same character come out that was awesome.
I mean, in a way, it probably helped them.
You think?
Yeah, it got people excited about Godzilla.
I guess it's possible.
I think it's a good thing.
We'll see.
It's not like it's coming out in the same year. Stop being such a negative Nancy.
You're a negative Nancy.
How am I negative Nancy?
You were for seven.
Oh, I hate Godzilla.
For seven hours, you've been complaining about Twitter on and off camera.
I did it like twice.
For 7 hours, you just didn't stop.
That's what Twitter does.
Exactly, negative Nancy. I'm not negative Nancy. I'm just saying my enthusiasm's low.
And you just said nobody's going to want to see it.
I didn't say
that.
You
said nobody wants to see it.
You're putting words in my mouth again.
You said enthusiasm is at a standstill. You said nobody's talking about it.
That's not all I said.
I think Godzilla Minus One might have actually piqued more interest in Godzilla.
Because,
if you went on Max recently, like the Godzilla movies have been in the top 10 all week.
Have they?
During the Christmas season.
No, they haven't.
They have.
Nuh-uh.
Top 10 on Max.
No, they haven't.
Two Godzilla movies the whole week.
I gotta see
this
for
myself. Even during Christmas.
I gotta see this for myself.
Top 10. Let's check it out.
All right. What happens if you're wrong?
I'm not wrong. I'm right, because I saw it every day I've seen Max the last week and a half. Ever since Godzilla Minus One, it's been in the top 10.
All right. Two of them. We'll see. I'm logging in right now.
I don't care. Log in all you want, man. Log in on my Max.
Yeah, well, I have the Netflix.
Yeah, that's true. All right. I'll move on to our final film while you try to prove me wrong. Next up, the last film we have, one of my least anticipated, we should put this in least anticipated, Beverly Hills Cop, Axel F. Title of the year.
Hold on, password's Juno?
Oh my God, just let me give you my phone. It's Juno in the numbers, you know the numbers.
Lowercase Juno?
Shut up, just hold on.
Uppercase Juno?
Uppercase Juno.
Nah, it's not working.
It's one, it's something like, lowercase Juno.
It's not working, man. Did I spell your name wrong? I'll look later.
Look, Godzilla, top 10, right there.
Oh, yeah. You're right, man.
The other one was on there all last week, too, so they're both there.
Oh, your email spelled wrong. That's what happened.
It helps to spell words correctly. So anyways, Beverly Hills Cop, Axel F. is coming out on Netflix, summer 2024. No specific release date yet. Judge Reinhold is returning as Billy Rosewood. Kevin Bacon is playing a new character, as well as Joseph Gordon-Levitt will be playing a detective. I'm guessing it's a detective who will partner up with Axel F.
What a terrible title.
Axel F.
What the fuck?
Yeah, I don't know, man. I don't know. And then this is directed by Mark Molloy, who previously made a couple shorts for Apple. He's a commercial director. This is his first film. And then writer Will Beale, who previously wrote Aquaman, worked on Snyder's Justice League, Training Day TV series. So, I don't know. I'm not sold on this at all.
I'm not sold on it either.
This is actually one of my least anticipated. I'm putting it on that list right now.
The trailer did not sell me on this movie.
Did not.
I feel like Eddie Murphy's crazy last 2 years. Every streamer is just like, hey, Eddie, want to make 5 movies with us?
Throwing money at him. Yeah.
Amazon and Netflix, he's making like a movie every 3 months that's coming out.
Yeah, the Cannon Cane Lane movie looks terrible.
I saw a billboard for that. Oh, I'm like, God. Fuck.
I heard it was awful.
Oh, man. All right, well, that wraps our most anticipated movies of 2024.
A lot.
Well, what would you say is your number one? Is Dune your number one or something else?
Mickey 17 is my number one.
You should read the book, man.
No, I think I want to see the film first. I want to walk in completely.
Just see Bong's interpretation.
Oblivious, yeah.
That's cool.
And then Dune Part 2.
Yeah, Dune's number one. I think mine was in order of I did Dune Part 2, Gladiator 2, Mickey 17.
Yeah. Yeah. And then
it's going to be a good
then
year.
Then Nosferatu.
It's going to be a good year.
Those are my top three.
If you had to predict right now, what's the best picture winner?
Best Picture winner. Are there any Oscar season ones we talked about? I don't know, man.
Maybe Ghostbusters.
Maxine. Challengers looks like a potential Best Picture. Furiosa, I'm not sure. Joker has a chance. Mickey 17, Nosferatu. I think Dune 2 is going to get nominated for Best Picture for sure, too.
Yeah, also, but Mickey 17 is going to be science fiction.
Yeah, but it's Bong.
Yeah, but everybody the Academy loves hates science fiction.
Yeah, but they love Bong Joon-ho.
True.
They love the Bong. They hit that Bong all the time.
Watch Roadhouse win Best Picture.
Get out of here. From the director of Jumper.
I can see Gladiator 2 being a sneaky Best Picture.
I don't know. I don't think it can be that good. Like, whoa. Best Picture nominee?
Whoa.
We'll see. I don't know.
Whoa, Anthony. Anthony, relax over there.
Look at me. I'm chill, man. I'm chill. Venom 3. Venom. And the Oscar for Best Picture goes to Venom.
Can you imagine? Venom. It's Eminem presenting the word Venom.
Venom. That's Venom. How it has to be announced.
Big hit with the Venom. All right, thank you so much for tuning in to this episode of Raiders of the Lost Podcast. We are so excited for all of these films to come out in 2024. We'll be seeing the majority of them for sure.
And be seeing you.
A lot of them in theaters. Can't wait. It's a stacked year. It's overfilled and overstuffed with movies.
Twisters.
Twisters is going to win Best Picture. Thank you so much. Again, become a patron today to support the show at patreon.com/Raiders of the Lost Podcast. Leave those 5-star ratings and reviews, and don't forget to share us with your family and friends. Take care, everybody.
See you next time.
This episode was executive produced by our chosen one patrons, Cody Moen, Andrew Hagen, Becca Keen, Benjamin Cook, Calvin Murphy Griggs, Nicholas Martin, Darian Singleton, Tyler McFly, Andrew Hagen. Our Chosen One patrons are our biggest supporters. Thank you so much. Raiders of the Lost Podcast is a Mirror Image production. Sound mixing done by Jacob Kosler. Opening music by Chase Jackson.